The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Clean, dirty hits. So we all know what happened the other night with Zach Cassian and, of course, Matthew Tkachuk and the fallout with the suspension to Cassian. But today I listened pretty closely to his time he offered or gave talking about his suspension, how he felt. And the thing that I was blown away by is when he said George Parros, that's the leader of the Department of Player Safety in the NHL, told him that the hit Tkachuk did on was legal. And I'm paraphrasing here, but basically Tkachuk said, you know what, I filed that away. That's good to know. I can tell you that as a player, that is a former player now, but as a player at that time, I would have been really upset to hear that those hits are deemed legal and that people like Zach Cassian and others that like to hit like a Tom Wilson, Brad Marchand, these types of guys that are able to hit those big hits, they know that those are legal hits. And it's really scary because when you're coming around the net as a forward, and not that I did very long, but you come around the net as a forward and someone's engaged with you, you're never thinking that a winger's going to come off his half boards to come and run you over. But now if I'm a player on the other team, I'm like, you know what? Open season. I'm going to come down there and crack down because, one, they'll never expect it, Grace. They'll never expect it. And, two, your head is down. You're engaged with the guy you're with. You're not looking for a second guy to come in there. And what's going to happen now is that you cannot, and I had this argument with guys today. They're saying, well, the next time that happens, they're going to give a penalty. Well, why? It's not a penalty. You know, if you're coming in there and your feet are planted and you just run a guy over, it's not a penalty, and it's definitely not a suspension. So the NHL's going to have to look at that because that is a very, very dangerous hit. And, you know, you can say, okay, well, we'll fight him after. I don't care what happens. That initial contact is a really dangerous hit. Shoulders, heads, whatever you want to talk about it, it could really get some people hurt. And maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need to get someone really hurt on it, and Cassian popped up too quickly. To his credit, he's not a guy to bend the knee. But, Griggs, I can tell you, I was it's not very often I'd say I get, not scared, but you just get, it's a very uncomfortable to think that that's a hit that'll be permitted in the NHL when they've done so many good things, and that's the one that slips through. It's scary, Griggs, and I think players will really have to try to be prepared and more help each other out, yell out if someone's come down to crack down on you. I'll leave you in their left or right wing position.
So my question about that is, will we see a lot of players? Because let's say, okay, so you make that decision to chop down on that guy, and all of a sudden he gets his head up. Now there's going to be somebody wide open, is there not? So isn't it a risky play to do?
It is, but okay. Most guys coming around, you're not expecting that hit, man. Like as a D-man, when I'm in my own zone and I pick up the puck and I'm coming around the net, I'm expecting someone to confront me. Like I'm expecting someone to hit me. But when you're in your D-zone coverage, the way it's set up, generally everyone kind of plays a zone. I mean, you can still call it man-to-man, but you know, some people say it's man-to-man or some people call it zone. But you generally have an area you kind of work in. And so when you're a forward and you kind of beat your guy like Cassian, gotten away a little bit from Giordano, although he still had him locked up pretty well. And you now get a winger coming down to run you over. It just doesn't happen. Now, a D-man might step up and out of that corner and pop you, but you'd kind of see him coming out of the corner of your eye. But you would not expect a winger. So, yeah, you're right. It would leave someone open, but most players aren't thinking. They're not dialed in. You know, as a player when you're on the ice, you can kind of analyze where the risks are coming from. You know, for instance, when I'm a D-man going back to get a puck, I can sense when I'm about to get, I could get hit. Or when I'm, I'm 5 feet away from the boards as opposed to 1 foot off the boards. Or when I take a shot from the point and a guy's going to carry through and run me over. Like, those are all things I can predict. And you're ready for that, right? You're predicting that and you're getting the right position. But when you're coming around the net like that, you're not expecting a winner to come down there and to crack you one good one. So it was a real eye-opener, and I think the NHL, and I don't know how many times, it seemed like it was two or three times that the big guy Cassian said, hey, this is now, George told me this is legal hit, and he filed it away, and that's scary because if guys like Cassian and Tom Wilson come down and hammer you when you're coming around the net in the D zone, those are really, really dangerous spots, and If I'm an NHL player right now, forward especially, I'm a little bit worried about it.